On this week's breaking news, Gotham takes center stage. On Mario 10 Day, we might be getting a Mario update, maybe even Mario Kart, and a few other sets that are coming out. All that and much more on this week's breaking news.
Today's episode is brought to you by Back to Brickware, my newest venture into the AFL merchandise, the ultimate LEGO-inspired clothing line that's not just fashionable, but also celebrates the very foundation of the LEGO system we all know and love. Imagine minimalist designs that seamlessly blend style and nostalgia. Back to Brickware brings you high-quality apparel inspired by the iconic LEGO bricks we know and love. Each piece is crafted with precision and attention to detail, making it a must-have for any LEGO enthusiast. These aren't just your average threads. We're talking about minimalist designs that don't scream at you, but just show your nerddom in a classy way. And of course, they're inspired by designs found in the LEGO system. And you know what screams quality? Embroidery. Almost every piece is stitched with love, featuring those iconic LEGO elements. It's like wearing your childhood memories, but making them fashionable. So whether you're a hardcore AFL or just want to rock some seriously cool gear, check out the Back to Brickware page on Etsy. Dive into the collection, embrace the LEGO spirit, and let's make some memories together. Back to Brickware, where the style meets nostalgia. Head over to the Back to Brick Etsy page and let the fashion adventure begin. Happy building, my friends.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Brick. I'm your host Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow AFLs about their LEGO designs, and we get down to the breaking news to talk about all things LEGO's been up to for the past week. Thank you again for being a fellow listener and hopefully a subscriber to the podcast as well as the YouTube channel. I'm doing my best to get new content. I talked about a new development with Mario in a video, so I'm excited for you guys to go check that out. It's short, about 6 minutes, but it definitely gets a little bit more detailed than what I always do here on the podcast. As you can see, my audio isn't the best because, well, I'm traveling again. I'm in Key West, so I'm on the road recording on my laptop, and I need to bring a mini microphone or something with me from now on. But I'm getting this out. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. There is no set review this week as it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and Duval Street is always packed with people and booze that need drunk. And as an adult, that is the right thing to do. All these spring breakers better be at least 21 years old. You know, who knows? But I'm excited to talk about what the news we have in store, and hopefully you guys have you've had a wonderful week and will continue to have another wonderful week. All right, let's get into this week's breaking news.
The LEGO Group has revealed the City Space Science Lab set 60439. It's a smaller set. It's going to be 560 pieces, but it does a great job with the piece count because it comes not only with a standard astronaut, but you also come with an astronaut wheelchair, which honestly, it's great for the inclusion. I don't know about the practicality in space unless they were injured while being up there. You know, it's a story. You tell the one you want to with the little space alien, and then the base itself opens up and has kind of the sphere or glass top in a circular form with a glowing tree that they build, and it's got a little airlock, and it's nice. I mean, having this, it's going to be available on April 1st, and having the creative aspect to continue adding on to the space theme. Interesting that they came out with this as like a one-off, but very cool, awesome way to continue on the inclusion path and continue to include more things to build on in space. On LEGO Insider's Reward Center, there are 4 new rewards that are coming up soon. Starting on April 22nd, there's going to be 4 new things that you can do to be have a celebration of the 25th anniversary of Star Wars. But the first thing you need to do is create a 25-second film. It's part of this little film festival that I guess they're doing where you can... there's no official rules out yet, so because they're all kind of grayed out until we can actually see what that's going to be. And they can unlock a few other things like the 25th or 25-second film festival poster and wallpaper. And then 2 other things that one is cool. The other one's meh. The exclusive Star Wars C-3PO building instructions, and it's just a very basic thing that you would do like a in-store build of C-3PO in yellow and a bit of black pieces. The other one's exclusive LEGO Star Wars minifigure sheets, and they have 3 total Star Wars figures that are... they're different angled photos of the almost drawings of the minifigures. One is Luke Skywalker or a TIE, or excuse me, X-Wing pilot. We have Captain Cody and we have Ahsoka Tano. These all can be, of course, framed and add to your Star Wars collection for the artwork piece because, well, not only do you need space for your Lego Star Wars sets, but also the art. This month's first gift with purchase, we had three, but the largest one was the flower store, and it was part of the line where they did the homes, and this is just part of the buildings series, is, well, it's sold out already. That gift with purchase was if you bought $200 or more, and it's crazy how fast that sold out, to be honest. I didn't think it would because they're not, I guess I'm not collecting them, doesn't mean that everybody else isn't collecting them, and it's, I did get it this weekend, and my wife is going to build it. It's a nice and fun set and definitely something you can add on to a small town if you'd like. And I guess we'll see what comes next. If they do a small-scale Lego store, it's going to go even faster. Lego Ideas is always a tricky area because there's a lot of sets and designs that people put in there, reach 10,000, don't get selected, then Lego comes out with them on their own. And that doesn't mean that they've taken the idea and they've run with it on their own and made it. It does come down to they might have already been doing it for quite some time. And specifically one that's come up is Snow White's and the Seven Dwarfs Cottage. A Lego designer for ideas, Harry Finkel, was disappointed in Lego not having built his rendition of it from Lego Ideas and kept rejecting them, then it comes out for Disney. Now, it's their 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company, so I'm expecting this was in discussion for quite a few years. But he says, I feel let down by the Lego group. Harry tells Brick Fanatics, I've been a lifelong fan and have an idea set made all the way for Dream to me, and it is for many fans out there. There's clearly interest in the Lego group to make these sets as requires further review, and we were told there were a few boxes left to tick. And, well, it didn't happen. And they just went out and did it with Disney instead. So it sucks. It does happen, and unfortunately it happens more frequent in recent memory, so you just have to put your idea out there, and hopefully that they haven't done it or are already working on it, and maybe it'll become a Lego set. We spoke about this quite some time ago, that Lego was backtracking on their initiative to create better plastic bricks that were friendlier to the environment, and they started by saying, well, it's kind of too hard to build it. It was not meeting their restrictions for strength and different aspects of keeping the brick as the brick is. And now they've completely backed off, saying that it's just too high of carbon emissions to even consider it. And I understand, especially at the beginning of these things, once that there's an ability for bricks to be made in a more sustainable way, this is just not going to happen. They'll continue to research, most likely, just not the full force that and the promises that they've made to do so. They'll continue in their carbon reduction and carbon neutral, hopefully here at 2030, as they've already said, and continue forward from there. Maybe we'll see new recycled bricks in the future. Lego's come out with two more construction figures specifically for Marvel. We have the Green Goblin, which he actually has his flying wing, which it's a little bit small for the buildable figure, but I mean, having the Green Goblin in a figure in itself is really cool. He does also come with his golden grenades, which I think is a nice touch to it. And then we have Iron Spider-Man, which they did just in the Brickheads form, so this is just another one to add on to it. The chest piece is nice because it does have the spider figure that we have seen from the set itself. I'm guessing, well, I guess it's not a chest piece overall, it's different pieces. They're definitely going to be stickers to add on to it, but the face mask gives you the chance to make Spider-Man, just, you know, Morales. I think, did they already do one of those? But you can have your own Spidey team, which is always fun. Mario 10 Day is right around the corner, and to start it off, LEGO is doing their first promotion for Mario 10 Day 2 plus Insider's Points. This runs until March 11th. So anytime you buy something that has the Mario logo or anything on it, you can get those for free. So, or excuse me, not for free. That'd be awesome. You get 2x the VIP points. So I might get the Piranha Plant now because that is on my list and it's part of the Super Mario series, and double VIP points are always a nice touch. So make sure to go out and get some of these before the 11th. And wait for Mario 10 or March 10th day, because I think we have something coming. And that thing coming is, I think we're going to get some new updated digifigures and maybe an expansion to Mario Kart. I did a video on YouTube for the suspected rumors about it, that there's some sets that are $50 and only 200 pieces. Now, the starter packs were not, you know, that cheap either when they first came out, but this is a new starter pack. Are they just changing up the digifigures to have new updated technology in them and maybe other features, or is it going to be a digifigure with little bit of updates, maybe instead of batteries going to rechargeable and having a Mario Kart? I mean, I'm going to jump in 1000% on board if they do that. Because, I mean, you can build your own course. You can have fun racing around your house and having that be a start. I mean, $50 might not be more. It might need to be more to have something in that feature range. And I'd spend $100 to have a Mario with a Mario Kart to drive around the house. But I guess we'll have to wait and see until the 10th of March. LEGO's already done the Optimus Prime Transformer, and it looks like we're going to get another one. Who's the second most famous of the Transformers? Well, that's going to be Bumblebee. It's likely that we're going to see Bumblebee on July 1st at 950 pieces and around $90 to $100. Now, is it going to be the classic Bumblebee, or are we going to get one similar to what we've seen in recent history, still like the VW Bug or something different? If it's the classic, I'd lean against it. Optimus Prime as a classic is perfectly fine because that's the one we all know and love. Bumblebee from the original, I didn't really watch the original very much, but I know a lot of people have that nostalgia toward it, so I guess we'll see probably in June for that reveal. We're getting a new Technic Lamborghini. Now, it's not as big as the Chiron. This one is the Technic Huracan Technica Orange. And it's a 9-plus set. It's got 806 pieces and $50. So it's not super complicated. It does have the standard Huracan kind of sloped front end and a spoiler in the back. It's nice. It's a Technic set. There's not too much to talk about other than it's in the obnoxious orange or any obnoxious color that a Lamborghini comes in.
And that's all we have this week for this week's Bricking News. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast as well as the YouTube channel. And just hang out and check out all the other episodes we've done and come back next week. And I'll leave you, as I always do,